During the press conference for the Underground announcement, Reed defended his record on affordable housing.
No government in the state of Georgia, certainly no government in the region, has done more on affordability than mine.
He cited two examples, Post Properties near Centennial Olympic Park and Pond City Market in Midtown Atlanta. Post Properties received city subsidies and in exchange had to set aside roughly 40 of its 400 new apartment units for low-income housing. Reed acknowledged, however, the Underground deal is different.
This is not a subsidized development. So the subsidies that we provide, which normally trigger the affordability requirements, aren't in place here.
That has some concern. Joe Beasley believes the Underground deal will benefit only people with higher incomes. Beasley is Southeast Director of the Rainbow Push Coalition.
I think it'll be another gentrification development, pushing out poor people and black people from downtown Atlanta.
He says Reed isn't being straight about his record on affordable housing. He cites the high rents at Pond City Market and other new developments across Atlanta.
We're talking about rents approaching $2,000 a month, and poor people certainly can't afford that. So I think if you really examine what houses have been built, the record will speak for itself, and the mayor's lying through his teeth.
Reed's office has yet to return WAB's request for comment about Beasley's charge. At the press conference, Reed did say he's drafting legislation that is, quote, pretty forward-leaning in the affordability space. He, however, didn't elaborate further. Jonathan Shapiro, WAB News.